This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves and need Thy mighty hand here tonight. Just a thank You and a praise in You because of Your glory, Your mercy, and Your love. Just a thank You and a praise in You for the bread of life that You have given us and the blood that flows in our veins. We are so grateful to be on top of the ground, not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful that we can call upon, You in time of need because You are a very present help in the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, we humble ourselves and lift our mighty hand on bended knees and bow down here, looking onto the hills on which comes our help. Our help coming from You. We are so grateful and thankful as I decrease, as the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Prayer to people who are to see Thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Ordain our footsteps to deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it off and actually put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up anything and everything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. Let the word go forward with clarity, that the gifts of the Holy Ghost be in operation. In the name of Jesus, thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forth in 2023, that souls will be saved, that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, 37, verse 23. The book of Psalms, 37, verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered, established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Also in Proverbs 19, verse 21, there are many plans in a man's heart, but nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, with the help of the Lord leading, guiding, and directing us and the anointing upon our lives, we want to talk about you will eventually get what you expect. You will eventually get what you expect. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high but look low. We serve a God that has all power in His hand. And through the use of the internet, we're able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Again, we're reminded of what Psalms 37, 23 says, that the steps of a good man are ordered, established by the Lord, and He delights in His way. Believer in Christ, biblical hope is the expectation of a good and happy life ahead in the year of 2023. Beloved, our expectation should be in God and not in our conditions circumstance or situation. As people are in people or in things, a question may be asked, what is expectation? Expectation is a strong belief that something good or something bad will happen in the future. You see, as a child of God, we have to understand that God has our best interest in mind, and our steps are ordered by our expectation. So, beloved, it is unusually, biblically true that our thoughts, words, and actions usually line up with our expectation. Here in the Word of God, in Psalm 57 and 2, it says, I cry out to God, Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. This is key in understanding God's purpose for your life. Yes, as experiencing having a born again spiritual experience in your life. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, beloved, our God, the God of the universe, has numbered our days and will fulfill every purpose he has for us individually as well as collectively. However, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we give God full control of our lives and we surrender all, he then becomes our Father. He then becomes the one that become responsible for us. But we, as his children, as his child, we have to do our part. That's where our choices and our actions really matters. You see, we can't live one way. Hallelujah. We can't live contrary to what the Word says, because God's standard for his children, is for us to live holy, for us to live above worldly standard. Yes, people of God, the law of expectation means that you will eventually get what you expect. This can be either negative or positive. So when we look around in 2023, we as followers of Christ have the benefit of knowing the character of God through the 24-hour, 7 days a week presence of the Holy Spirit presence in our lives. You see, once we gave our life to Christ, the Holy Spirit came and dwelled within our temple. That's why the Word says them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. It also says, now there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, be filled with the Spirit. We also have God's Word that reveals who God is and what God wants. So we must build our expectation in God, on God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that sits high. But look low. When we look at Psalm 62, verse 5 through 8, the Word reads, My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him, because God is a refuge for us. Yes, according to the book of Proverbs 19:21, there are many plans in a man's heart, but nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. You see, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word have been proven, for God's word will stand. Believer in Christ, regardless of whether my expectations are met or not, I can still trust that God's purpose will prevail. And God's purpose is greater than my own expectation. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those here on planet Earth, all those that are believers, followers of Christ, we must always remember that our God, he specializes in exceeding our expectation. And what he has in store for you is bigger and more rewarding and more fulfilling than you can ever imagine. This is there to be repeated. So I will repeat it again to those that are listening in, to those that will be listening at a later date. The God of the universe, he specializes in exceeding our expectation. And what he has in store for us is bigger and more rewarding and more fulfilling than we can ever imagine. Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for those that love him. So beloved, all of us face life each and every day with all kind of expectation. And therefore, we also often face disappointment, because many times things do not turn out like we expect them to or hope for. This is a common experience for all people, whether saved or unsaved. This is because no one can actually tell what is going to come or happen. We can only guess or assume, where we often make mistakes, however, is in assuming that those things that happen that do not line up, so our expectations are always bad. I stopped by in 2023, hurried to let you know on a Friday night that God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, God knows what he's doing. He made us. He knows all about us. He knows you by name, the very hairs on your head. So the God of the universe does not make mistakes. And so when things happen, even those things that do not meet up with our expectation, which are part of God's plan, which is a good plan, by the way. In fact, beloved, God's plan may actually improve our lives. We may not see it or understand it at the beginning, but God sees beyond what we can see. He sees within the spirit, within the spirit realm. Sometimes all we can see is what is in front of us in the natural realm. But miracles happen in the spiritual realm. Yes, child of God, what are often disappointments may be in reality be the foundational, the fountain of great things in our lives later on in life. You see, beloved, God doesn't show favoritism to anyone. If he did it for someone else, he can also do it for you. So stretch out in faith. Stay in faith. Stay in obedience to what he asks you to do. And once he asks you to do something, don't question it. Be quick about it and do it. Because sometimes when we think about it, our mind and our flesh will get in the way. Always remember this, that the natural man is always speak contrary to what the spiritual man wants. And so we have to understand as, hallelujah, as spirit-filled, born-again believers of Christ, we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. So God knows, and he can direct our footsteps if we allow him to. We must not lean to our own understanding, but to trust him. So the Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we have to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Also, we are reminded in the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "But there is no respect of person with God." We know that also in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Yes, beloved, remember God has a plan for each person he created. And for Christians who serve the Lord, will reap the blessings of a full life. So live as God has created us to live. When we live for Christ, following the leadership of the Holy Spirit, he will lead us to minister to those that are lost souls on planet Earth. We have to first put him first in everything we say and do. The Bible reminds us in Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given unto you." Yes, beloved, you will eventually get what you expect. As believers in Christ, in order to understand the expectation given from God, it requires that you live by faith. Bible let us know in Hebrew 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also, it goes down to say in Hebrew 11 and 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So, beloved, you cannot follow. You cannot fully understand God's thoughts or his ways on this side of eternity. Remember, he sits high, but he looks low. He knows you because he's the one that made you. He's the one that made you out of clay, breathed in your nostril the breath of life. So the God that we serve, he knows us better than we do, our own self. So if we live by faith, serving the Lord as his servant and giving him full control of our lives, we will experience the blessing of God, both physically and spiritually. Yes, beloved, the spiritual blessings are greater blessings than the physical blessings. Yes, the spiritual blessing fills our heart with love, peace, joy, confidence, strength, and wisdom, which all come from my Almighty God. Yes, we serve a God that is faithful, even in our shortcomings, even in our unfaithfulness. God is faithful to his word and to himself. And the Lord that promised, he promised in his word to provide for our daily needs while we put him first in our life. Bible says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply our each and every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So child of God, when it comes to prayer, praying, Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, to pray, hallelujah, the B clause of the verse, men ought always to pray and not faint or lose heart. But to pray, hallelujah, to pray on a steady basis, to pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, not always audibly, but in being mindful of prayer, even on our job and throughout the day. We can meditate on God's word on concerning prayer. Pray for others. As we pray for others, God will have others to pray for us. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, trust God by leaving the answer in his hand. Yes, he will answer. It may not be what you want to hear, but he will answer according to his time, his timetable. God knows what it takes to humble us. He knows what it takes to answer us according to what he has already put into motion. Yes, God has a better solution to your prayer than you can ever imagine. And he's always molding you as his child to become more like Jesus Christ. As we go through the ups and downs in life in 2023, so we must pray. We must seek God's face on a daily basis. We must, each and every day of our lives, have a place of devotion where we can submit entirely and totally in the Lord's hand. Have a little talk with him in our secret closet as we meditate on the word of God. And we listen to that still small voice speaking to our spirit about the answer, the guidance, each and every day of our lives. See, the Bible says here in Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Yes, beloved, this verse of scripture is true for those who serve the Lord with a heart of love. And this verse of scripture tells us that everything in our lives. God will work it out for our good and always for our spiritual growth, which include our daily needs, which include for us to look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, has set an example for us to live by. So let us be anxious. Don't be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, again, we are talking about you will eventually get what you expect in 2023.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God for his goodness, his grace, and his love. God has been good to us. Amen. And you know, each and every day that we are alive and well and we're on top of the earth, it's really a blessing. So we must appreciate life on a daily basis because we're not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are ever so grateful and thankful for those that tune in tonight, for those that will be listening to this teaching at a later date. We just want to touch and agree with you right now that whatever you believe in God for, we're in the month of November, almost the end of another year. But we thank God that, hallelujah, it's not that prayer that you brought before him, maybe at the beginning of the year, hallelujah, just keep on holding on to it, amen? God has an answer for you. The manifestation of what you're believing in for, we just touch and agree, even according with his will, that before 2023 is over with, that you'll see the evidence of the manifestation of what you've been believing God for. It was in line with his will, for his perfect will for your life. Amen? God is good and worthy to be praised. So keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting God. Amen. For it to come to pass in your life, that you may be able to testify and let people know that God did it. Hallelujah. All praise, glory, and honor goes to him. And again, tonight we are talking about you will eventually get what you expect. Amen. If you just stretch out in faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We serve a God that never changes. Sure, the world as we know it, while we're here on planet Earth, is changing at a daily rate. Hallelujah. But we serve a God that never changes. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is good and worthy to be praised. Romans 8, verse 31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? The because of the verse. Beloved, we need to place our expectation in the right place by pointing them towards God the Father. We need to believe that he has our very best interest in mind, even when we can only see the smallest evidence of our existence in front of us. You see, man or woman of God, raise your expectation higher towards heaven. Because towards heaven is where God is. And develop high expectation from God. Don't just settle for the same old stuff. Don't just settle for the same old. But listen to God, the God who loves you and has spread a banquet table of blessing for his people. But we as God's children, must understand that his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So God knows best. He knows the seen as well as the unseen. We can only see with our natural eyes here on planet Earth. But with our spiritual eyes, we must see it in the spirit. God is a God of the heart. He speaks to us by spreading impressions upon our heart. Yes, beloved, child of God, believers of Christ, put your trust in God and not in man. Believer in Christ, let God's word rise up. Raise up your expectation from God to line up with the truth of the Holy Scriptures. You see, biblical expectation will stir up faith in our heart to receive from God. Bible says here again in Romans 8, verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, beloved, God gave each of us a unique voice, and our voice matches our personality, and it also matches our destiny and our calling. Yes, child of God, you are significant. You are valuable, precious in the eyes of God. You have been chosen for the assignment that God preordained for you. When we look at the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 through 21, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world, without end. Amen. You see, God's purpose for our lives is higher than our own expectation in 2023. So, child of God, the Holy Spirit of God who dwells in you knows that long delays can bring discouragement to the heart. But when dreams are fulfilled totally, it brings forth life and joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, beloved, as Christ, as God on the earth, Jesus experienced all there is for humanity to experience. He can relate to what we're going through. Bible says that in Hebrews 4, verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Because Jesus have had firsthand experience of our needs and our feelings. See, the word of God also says in Hebrews 4, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of God, the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, beloved, let us remember this always, that our God is a promise maker and a promise keeper. Child of God, expect to be rewarded as you diligently seek the Lord on a daily basis. Expect God to keep his promises, to reward you now in 2023, while you are in a great need in your life. See, one thing about God, God cannot lie. And he says he will reward those who diligently seek him by seeking him daily. Just expect to see evidence of progressiveness, of progressive manifestation of miracles taking place in your life. You see, expectation sets the atmosphere for the manifestation of miracles. Bible says here in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, with men, it is impossible, but with God, For with God, all things are possible. All things become possible to them that believe. We must go forth with confidence of knowing that if God be for us, who will work to be against us? So, beloved, expect to see God working in mysterious ways that is unseen to the human eyes. While we are going along our daily chores and tasks on a daily basis, God is always working in the background, leading, guiding, directing, and arranging things to fall in our favor. So, child of God, the God of the universe wants you to set your expectation in him as high as you can. You see, as long as you can do it, as long as you can do what is normal, it is not God. But when we dream beyond our capacity, beyond what we can see, we are putting it in God's hands. Because he's the one. He's the one that we got to put our trust in. He's the one that we got to look to, because he has all power in his hand. If you lack wisdom, ask of God, who will give it liberally. Bible says every good gift, every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, where he has no variousness or shadow of turning. You see, God wants to do things in your life that are so extraordinary that some people are not going to believe it. But beloved, extraordinary means remarkable, uncommon, and rare. Get ready. Uncommon blessings from the Lord. Remember this always also, that God is good and that he is continuously looking for opportunities to express his goodness in our lives. You see, it is up to you and I, as his children, to position ourselves in order to receive this goodness that we are talking about. Do not limit God, make them too little from him. We serve an almighty God, a God that has all power in his hand. Before we even think about it, God knows the thought. So we must dream big in 2023. Hallelujah. You see, if you limit God to conventional or unusual methods of provision, you will not be in a position to receive from unusual sources. God wants to bless you in ways that are remarkable, uncommon, and rare. So we must, the Bible says that without a vision, the people perish. So we must have a vision, something to hold on to look forward to, in order to keep going and keeping our eyes on the prize. Yes, remember this, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that God's presence, purpose, is greater than our own expectation. We have to understand that we don't live for our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. So we are tied up, wrapped up in the things of God, getting involved in his agenda, because God knows what it takes as he directs our path on a daily basis. So people of God, because mankind was made in the image of God, all human beings, human life, is sacred and must be treated accordingly. You see, life, as we know it, is a very special, precious gift that began at conception. Bible says in Proverbs 23:18, for surely there is an end, and our expectation shall not be cut off. So child of God, take sail in this life. You are not only required to believe God's promises, you must also begin to consciously expect the fulfillment of those promises in your life. Yes, where there are no expectations about the future, chances of success become very dim. So beloved, your expectation, it places a demand for your future. Your expectation connects you to the supernatural, and it is the breeding ground for miracles to happen. Yes, persistent prayer and mountain-moving faith and Bible-based confessions are very powerful spiritual keys, but they are ineffective and insignificant if they are not crowned with positive expectation on your part and mine, and must be as strong as our faith is so that it can produce anything. It can produce with positive expectation. If you expect righteousness based on the promises of God, your expectation will come to pass. Because we serve a righteous God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. We serve a God that has all power in his hand. So beloved, your expectation personally will water your seed of faith, and it will nourish it to the point of harvest to come forth. So child of God, what you do not expect, you do not experience. But what you will eventually get is what you are expecting to happen. You see, glorious manifestation grows in the womb of positive expectation. Child of God, in order to be positively affected about life, you must become addicted to the word of God. Saturate your mind with God's word. Read God's word on a daily basis. Not just on Sunday morning or during midweek service. Have a set time set aside on a daily basis to get into God's word for yourself. Saturate your mind. Saturate yourself, your thought life, with God's word. And God's word will grow, will help you to grow. Meditate on his word. You must learn to have the right expectation based on the truth of God's word as revealed in God's word that you may stand on and go forward, believing God for the best is yet to come in 2023. You see, when your expectations are in line with God's word, God will be committed to bring them to fulfillment in your life. Miracles will happen because they are deliberate on the platform of right positive expectation on your part. So believe in Christ. Be determined in 2023. Be determined in your heart to expect only the best in every area of your life. You see, if you expect it, you will eventually Forget it. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember what the word said in Psalms 37:23. That the steps of a good man are ordered, are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Yes, in order to release positive expectation in God in the year of 2023, we must do our part, because we know that God will do his part. Yes, people of God, remember that the law of expectation means that you will eventually get what you expect, whether positively or negatively. So today, in 2023, on this Friday night, be determined to go forward in faith. Be determined to believe God for things that are in line with his will for your life. Remember, our God, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he specializes in exceeding our expectation of him. And he also, what he has in store for us is bigger and more rewarding and more fulfilling than we can ever imagine. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for those that love him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, always remember that our God is awesome. We serve a good God. We serve a God, hallelujah, that has all power in his hand in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is still in the blessing business. He still rewards us according to his will for our lives. Remember, too, that our God do not show favoritism to anyone. If he did, it would be for someone else. He can only do it for you as his child. As being a born-again believer of Christ, yes, child of God, if you need an instant boost of confidence that God will work things out in your behalf, start by studying the stories of God's power in the lives of others, those that he have given us, hallelujah, those that he have given promises that came to pass. You can read about it in the book of Hebrew, hallelujah, in a hallmark of those faithful ones. Remember, God has a plan for every person he has created and for every Christian believer of Christ who served the Lord will eventually reap the blessing of a full life. So live as God has created you to live. Whether we live for Christ, when we live for Christ, by following the Holy Spirit leading us in order to minister to those that are less fortunate than we are, we must do what God's word says in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Looking to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, looking to the one that is a trailblazer, the one that has set his example for us to follow. Jesus said, If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We must pick up our cross on a daily basis and follow him. He knows us all by name, every hair is on our head. Jesus says, my sheep knows my voice, and no other will they follow them. And I know them. They'll go in and out as me being the chief shepherd of their lives. So we serve God not because of what we can get from him. We serve him in spirit and in truth. We serve him because he's God Almighty. We have our best interests in mind. We serve him because we love him. Bible says, no greater love have God given to us but his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, the one who went to Calvary's cross and shed his blood for our lives, the one that is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need in life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. So remember, stay in faith, stretch out in faith, believing God, and eventually, you will eventually get what you are expecting in this life in 2023. God is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need on a daily basis. Yes, the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looks low. The God that we serve is all power in his hand. All power in his hands on a daily basis. So we thank God here tonight, and we appreciate for him giving us this opportunity to lift up that name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God our Father, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God for you. Pray for us as we pray for you on a daily basis. And the God that we serve will come through in our behalf as well as yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. If you would like to get in contact with us, write us. You can write us at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Lisa Dudley Tebow at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Well, God bless you. Have a perfect, blessed night and weekend. God willing, Jesus Terry. Hallelujah, with God's help, we'll meet again on Tuesday. Have a good night and weekend. God bless. Amen.